You're listening to Dare Daily, episode 4. Welcome to Dare Daily. I'm your host, Sylvia Jagler. The Dare Daily podcast is designed to inspire, motivate, and support you to create in life, work, and relationships whatever you crave for. Welcome! Thank you so much for tuning in today. I am absolutely happy to share with you the interview with Alexis Harvey. We talk about money, financial well-being, self-worth, and much, much more. And I thought about trying something new today. So check out my podcast post on Instagram at sylvia.jagler. And leave me a comment about the number one tip or your takeaway out of this podcast. Thank you so much. Looking forward to hearing from you. I hope you enjoy. Hello and welcome to our Dare Daily podcast. I'm super excited to have here my first guest, Alexis Harvey. Thank you so much for being here. And for all those of you who don't know her, I will just shortly introduce her to all of you. Alexis helps heart-centered entrepreneurs and professionals make more money doing what they love to create the freedom and impact they desire. Her no-bullshit approach enables her clients to not only uncover unconscious beliefs holding them back, but also take practical actions towards their financial goals. 4 years ago, she developed her own money management, the Abundance Planner and Tracker, that has transformed lives all over the world in her flagship transformational six weeks online program, The Wealth Worthy Journey. She now gets to see her students radically increase their income, self-worth, and net worth. I'm beyond excited to have the powerhouse here, Alexis. Thank you so, so much for being here. Would you like
Thanks for having me.
Would you like to add something and introduce yourself?
I think that's a pretty good summary. Yeah, I just love to help people create the life that they really want and have more freedom. And money is such a big part of that. And it's something that in our culture, we can have a lot of hang-ups around. So it's something that I feel really passionate about helping people with.
Before we will dive into the topic, I would just like to ask you, because our podcast is called Dare Daily. So what is it what you dare daily? What is on your topic, on your, like, what is it for you daring daily?
I think for me, daring daily is about having the courage to put myself out there and share my authentic self, going after what's most important to me, what feels like my soul's mission in life every single day, even when it feels like the really hard decision, or when I'm doubting myself, or, you know, I feel like there could be all these easier ways to live. But so daring daily for me is putting myself out there and being my most authentic self every day.
Sounds amazing. Well, when we talk about money, self-worth, and financial well-being, so money is the one of the hugest topics, especially for women nowadays. Just the passwords, equal pay, payments, etc. So how was and is your journey with money along the way?
When I was really young with my parents, I actually grew up on a farm. So I had to start working from quite a young age on the farm. And it was something that I guess I didn't enjoy doing because I didn't feel like I had any choice. My parents were pretty much like, you guys are gonna work and this is your wage. But it was actually really awesome to always have earned my own money from a really young age. Through uni for money, I worked at this pub and I studied full-time engineering, so I was not living off a lot of money, but you know, it was enough. And then I went into full-time work. So when I went into full-time work, I started out working in mining. And so I was put straight onto a six-figure package. It was just about $100,000, just over. And for me, I couldn't believe it. I had no idea that it would be that much money. I remember getting the letter of offer. I got this, so I went and checked my mail, got the letter, and I ran into my bedroom and I like face dived onto my bed and opened this letter, and I was just in shock looking at the figures. Like, is this how much I'm really going to get paid? And so that was pretty exciting to me. But then it was actually really interesting telling my family about it. I felt this a bit awkwardness because my family is all about working really hard for money and, you know, judging people that don't work hard for money.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember telling my mom, and I don't remember what she said now, but I remember feeling like guilty and feeling like I was being judged and that I didn't deserve it, essentially. So then I went out into full-time work earning way more than I was ever earning as a student. And after the first year of earning that money, I realized that actually my bank accounts hadn't gone up at all, pretty much. I had about $8,000 in my bank account before I started full-time work, and I had $8,000 at the end of the year, and I hadn't gone on an overseas trip. I was living remotely again for this mining job, so I wasn't, you know, there wasn't lots of things to spend money on around me. And I didn't actually feel really different about money. Like, I still felt like I had to be careful with my money, and I didn't feel like I had a whole lot more money suddenly than I used to. Mm-hmm. So I remember this being really interesting and thinking to myself, oh my goodness, you know, I've earned so much more money in the last 12 months and I actually haven't done anything differently. And I, to be honest, I actually felt quite sick. I felt so bad and so guilty. So at the end of that first year working, I set up a whole lot of different savings accounts, and I knew that I wanted to quit my job at some point because I didn't love it.
Okay.
I wasn't passionate about it. And so I made a rough budget and I split up all my savings accounts. One was my account for quitting my job at some point, and one was an account, you know, for my health and medical expenses. One was an account for a future house deposit. And I had all these different little accounts. So by the end of the next 12 months, I had $40,000 saved up, which I'd never had that much money in my bank accounts. I thought that was pretty amazing. Yeah, I had all of this money. I had started to find it really difficult in my job. I had started to learn about, you know, having your own business. I started a raw food market stall actually in the town that I was in because I got really into raw food. And another woman in the town had started to put me onto these other resources like Marie Folio. And I was starting to learn about this whole thing of creating life that you really want, doing something you're really passionate about and making money from that. So without really much of a plan, but with an idea that I wanted to help people, I guess I'd already been doing the market stall. I decided to quit my job and just, you know, see what happened. And I had this solid belief that if I just trusted the universe and I just followed my truth, like everything was just going to work out. Right? I'm sure many people can relate to that. And 6 months later, I had spent all of my savings, all of the $40,000. I had no consistent income yet, and I had absolutely no idea what to do. And I remember sitting on my couch, hyperventilating and just feeling so sick, feeling terror at how I was going to pay my rent, how I was going to buy food, and then also just feeling sick that I was feeling like I had failed at this dream. Like, I wanted financial freedom. I wanted to, you know, live my purpose and my passion and help people. And I had always had money in my savings. Like I said, starting from a young age, I'd always had money in my accounts whenever I needed it. I'd never had no money before. And I was suddenly in this position where I didn't know how to make money any other way really than going and getting a job. And to me, that wasn't freedom. And I was so desperately wanting and believing in this life of freedom. So while I was absolutely terrified and, you know, didn't really know what to do with myself, I made this commitment to myself that I would figure out the money piece. Like I had to be able to figure it out. That was so vital and so important to me actually creating freedom, to me actually creating the life I want and impacting people in the way that I really wanted to. And if I could just think about it differently, I must be able to work it out. I was reading a lot of Robert Kiyosaki's books at that time. Mm-hmm. And I love how he framed it. Like, you know, I've learned this one way of making money, which is getting paid a wage, getting paid a paycheck. But I just didn't have the skills yet, the skill set to make money this other way, which is being like self-employed or starting a business. Mm-hmm. So I really dedicated myself to getting myself out of this hole. I also had no other choice. Like I had to figure out how to make money. And so I started to create this money management system. I dived into all the kind of mindset stuff, law of attraction, and then also practically, because I literally had no money, I put my engineering brain to work and I created this abundance planner and tracker. And that was how I figured out exactly what I needed to live off, what I needed to make, and knowing exactly what I needed to make and how much I'd made so far that month and how much I'd spent so far that month really gave me the power to actually create that. And it really gave me peace of mind whenever I was feeling panic or fear. I could just look at my spreadsheet. I could just look at the numbers and know exactly where I stood. So bit by bit, I started to climb myself out of this hole. And I started to get money back into my savings accounts, first 1,000, then 5,000, then 10,000. And then in 12 months, I had $30,000 back in my savings accounts without having got a full-time job and without having a thriving business at all.
How was it for you to change your profession? Mm-hmm. The way that, would you say it was helpful for you being an engineer to have now the career or the path you have?
Yes, good question. I think absolutely. I believe like the training, when you get trained to be an engineer, you more than anything get trained in a certain way of thinking and a certain way of solving problems. And so I think that had a lot to do with, yeah, me being able to put together that system. I'm also just very systems minded. So in my mind, I just break down like, well, how does this work? And I guess that's also been what's really driven me in helping people, like not just having a money management system, but helping people with their limiting beliefs and their self-worth, because that's what drives behavior. Like So for me, it was like breaking down this problem of, okay, well, what is stopping us from getting to the thing we want? We can create a practical system, but then we don't always follow through. Like what are the behavioral things and what actually stops us? And so just breaking down, I guess, the psychology as well of what drives our behavior to be able to create outcomes in our lives, and just having a really pragmatic approach to that. And I also feel like, when I worked full-time as an engineer, it was mostly in project management, and in doing that I had to do a lot of problem solving and running meetings and speaking and I guess overseeing projects, and quite big projects, which gave me a lot of confidence in speaking in front of people. And when I, you know, started running workshops, that was really helpful and just gave me a lot of self-confidence in what I was able to do. Yeah.
How was self-worth throughout the whole journey until now part of your whole personal development? Because you said, you know, guilt and judgment about earning money, and now deciding to be an entrepreneur and really even teach people about money to get what they want. So how did you create the self-worth and the whole feeling that you can do it?
Yeah, so it's been a long journey for me. As I said, when I first started full-time work, I didn't really think I deserved that money. And I just also just had this weird notion that I wasn't as good as the other graduates that were more confident than me. I thought, you know, because they're more confident, they must be better. And, you know, they probably deserve this much because they're even talking about how they should get paid more. And I don't. And so during my time working there, I realized more and more actually how much worth I did have and that the other graduates were no better than me. And then, so I guess I was, my self-worth grew a lot in that professional environment. Then when I quit my job and I went out on my own, I'd say my self-worth was pretty okay for a while. But once I had spent all of my money and I hadn't figured out how to make more money again, my self-worth just plummeted. I felt completely unworthy of people even being my friends. Like, I didn't know how I fitted into society anymore. I didn't know what value I had. I didn't know who I was without, you know, my successful job title and being an engineer and no successful business, no, you know, consistent income. I was like, who am I and what am I worth? And I was having, well, I guess I feel like this was just probably a symptom of this. I was having really big body image issues. So I was really unhappy with the way that I looked. I was unhappy in my skin. And I feel like, yeah, I had really major self-worth issues. So that was something, as I started to work on the money stuff, that I really had to work on, loving myself first. And even before self-love, what I've found to just be, I guess, the most important thing for me in self-worth is just actually self-acceptance. Mm-hmm. Like, not thinking that I should be any different to how I am right now, not thinking that there's anything wrong with how I am right now. So I've been on a huge journey with my self-worth, and there's different practices that I've done. A lot of it has been coming, like, making peace with who I am right now and realizing that I am a worthy individual as I am. And there's lots of different ways to come at self-worth. Self-worth is so, so tied up, especially for women, in money. Like I said, when I had no money, I felt like I had no self-worth. And then, you know, sometimes the hang-ups we have with asking for money and what does that mean about us? And am I asking for too much? What are they going to think about me? All of those kinds of things. It takes a real mindful practice, mm-hmm, to get past them. And that's something that's just ongoing. I don't think that ever ends. And there's just, you find ways to deal with that and to break through those layers and to be really mindful that, like, oh, this feeling I'm having, that's my self-worth, or that's me being challenged by my self-worth. That's not fact. Mm-hmm. That's just, you know, something that I'm feeling. And so being able to really observe it in that way.
Yeah, so I'm absolutely with you. So when it comes to well-being, so how to create financial well-being in an practical way on a daily basis, is, mm-hmm, there what people can do?
Yeah, so I think financial well-being is really important because money can cause us so much stress, and that stress, you know, takes away the energy that you can give to other parts of your life, and, you know, can cause a lot of anxiety, and it's just not good for your health. So financial well-being is really feeling in control of your finances and feeling good about them, like you have enough and you have the power to change it if you want to. So three things that anyone can do to help with that, I would say number one is to create a, like practically, like create a bit of a buffer for yourself. So no matter what your income is, like put, you know, even if it's just $1 a day or a week, or it's $20, put an amount aside so you can build up a nice little buffer in a bank account that you don't touch and is only for emergencies. Because this, that, like having that is creates such a peace of mind compared to if you don't, like if you're really living week to week. And like I promise, if you just set an amount that you put aside and you mentally commit to that, you won't even notice that it's gone, because you know, we just adjust in our mind like, oh, that's how much I've got left in my account. Yeah. You know, so if you just get it out of your account and put it away and create a nice buffer, you know, having like thinking of it in terms of, you know, creating maybe 3 months of living expenses, which for some people might sound like a lot. So just honestly start with whatever you can afford right now, but getting 3 to 6 months of living expenses put aside will have you covered. So if you get really sick or if there's some major transition you need to go through in your life, you've got your own back, you've got that there, and you know, you have enough. So that gives such a sense of ease, like that, you know, you wouldn't, a lot of people don't have otherwise if they don't have that.
And you get kind of like into the attitude of saving and creating the well-being when it comes to your money. When you are used to it, like you said, every single week, it's kind of like then it becomes part of your habits.
Totally, absolutely. And I would look at that as yet like a self-care practice. Mm-hmm. This is for me looking after myself and taking care of myself and taking care of, you know, my stress levels and just feeling relaxed and abundant. Like think of savings as self-care, like your future self. So I think that's a great way to think about it. Mm-hmm. The second thing that people could do is to start to get really clear on your numbers. So a lot of people that I speak to feel stressed about their money because they don't know if they've got enough coming in or where it's all going. And then that just kind of being ambiguous about it and it being unknown and just this thing that I'm ignoring creates a lot of stress. And it's like this weight on you that you're not really dealing with. And it's really amazing what can happen when you just get really clear on your numbers. You document exactly how much income you're bringing in, exactly what you're spending, and then you'll get an idea of how much you spend each month and exactly what income you need to meet that. And the clarity of that is just, you know, amazing. It just can totally alleviate unfounded stress, the stress that's a fear of the unknown. And you just make it known. You look at those black and white numbers and it becomes totally known to you.
Sounds great. It's like, you know, just face whatever is there. And I think there is not even one situation where you can clear up and find a solution for every situation from my point of view. Just talking is almost being homeless one day to now traveling the world. So there is everything possible. Thank you so much for sharing. And what would be the third one?
So the third one I would say is write down what you believe to be true about money or what you fear about money even. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, you'll start to uncover maybe things that are not fact, like beliefs that you've been operating under that you've just, you know, taken on from your parents. Money's hard to come by. You know, money's not easy. You have to work hard for money. People like us will never have more than enough, and people that have more than that are greedy. And just starting to get that down on paper and really start to look at, is that serving me? Is that something I want to believe? Like, is there some people that's not true for? And, you know, maybe that's something that I want to change. Start to change the way that you actually look at it and think about it and see it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for sharing. So first of all, really start saving. Mm-hmm. Even when it's just $1 per day. Second thing is to get clear on your numbers. Mm-hmm. And the third thing is to really get into yourself and see what your beliefs about money are, consciously or unconsciously. So, and what are you covering there in your program?
Yeah, so my six-week online program, The Wealthworthy Journey, is a program that helps people create the inner resources and outer money management skills to create the freedom that they desire in their life through their finances, by getting a handle on their finances. And the main pillars in it is looking at, is uncovering your subconscious or limiting beliefs around money and creating new ones, creating a new way to think about it. So mindset stuff, the practical systems. So it's got my money management system in there and practical ways of actually addressing your finances. And then finally, self-worth. So looking at changing your self-worth, how you value yourself, you know, your relationship with charging for money and asking for money as well. So they're the main pillars of it.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say, who can join the program? I think ladies like, oh, deeply in debt or financially already independent but still want to change something. What would you say, who can join your program?
Yeah, so it's for people who, you know, are in debt or not in debt, but definitely for people that have an income or a cash flow to manage, because that's a really big part of it. So it's for women that want to create more freedom in their life and they want to get really on top of their money to be that conscious creator of their life.
Sounds amazing to me. Thank you so, so much. I will share the link for your 6 weeks program. Thank you so, so much for your time. It was a pleasure to talk with you.
Thanks, Sylvia.
And have a nice day. Thank you.
OMG, that was amazing. I would love to hear from you your number one takeaway from this podcast below the podcast post on Instagram at sylvia.jugla. Can't wait to hear from you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Wish you a great time.